now asked whether or not the Ukrainians have a bioweapons research facility. Victoria Nuland, who, by the way, she is the Hexen wench, the Hexen beast, who is at least partly behind the Obama regime's installation of Poroshenko in 2014. She admits, oh yes, we are very concerned. The Ukrainians have, first of all, why would the Ukrainians need bioweapons? Because they're at war with evil Putin. No, they're not. Not until recently they weren't. How can the ancient capital city of Ukraine, the capital city of Russia, and a, within distant recent memory, Ukraine part of the Soviet Union, Ukrainians, at least eastern, southeastern Ukraine, being populated by people who consider themselves Russians, there are people in the rest of Ukraine that consider themselves Russians. How can they be enemies with the Russians? And why are they developing bioweapons? They're not even members of NATO. Well, the answer is easy. They aren't developing bioweapons. We are.
We're doing it there.
But we just happen to be doing it there. Did you hear Rubio go, is there any doubt? Give me the truth. If there was a biochemical weapon attack in Ukraine, that the Russians would be behind it. Why would the Russians be behind it? You know, folks, if you're so vapid and stupid, I mean seriously, I'm thick-headed, you can't see the handwriting on the wall of what's going on here. Based on past history, man, dude, how do you tie your shoes in the morning? Do you have an instruction manual?
Take right lace in right hand. Check. Take left lace in left hand. Check. Cross right in left hand. Now I'm all crossed up. I can't turn the page now. I'm going to put them down. Oh, darn, I forgot where I was. Seriously,
how do you tie your, how do you knot your shoes?
Weapons of mass destruction, we could go back to that. We could go to Syria in 2013 and Bashar al-Assad, this tyrant dictator, right? A brutal tyrant dictator. They love using that line, brutal tyrant dictator. The only thing is it applies to Lindsey Graham. It applies to you, little Marco, you shameful little excuse for a Catholic. It applies to you. Ted Cruz, applies to all of them. Tyrant little dictators. Remember, the brutal, vicious, tyrannical dictator, Bashar al-Assad, had gassed his own people. Remember? Chemical weapons. Remember? And he even gassed a bunch of children. Look, we've got the videotape. They're all their eyes. We got good. It's about it. Remember? What was it ultimately determined to be the cause? The United States gassed. We provided the gas for people in our employ to gas those people, and it was only a light dose. That's so they wouldn't kill anyone. And make it look like Assad did it. Remember, they did this again in 2016, the first year of the Trump administration, to see if they could bait Trump into the same trope they tried to bait Obama into. Start a war with Assad. Why? To get to Putin. Why? We must make the Russian bear our enemy. If we don't, and we can't have a superpower that is opposed to it, and we don't need a $1 trillion per year bankroll to allegedly fight it. This is all about money. This is all about the media industrial complex and these people's massive demonic egos that need to be stroked by pretending like they actually rule the world. By the way, remember I had from One American News, Pearson Sharp, on this show after he left Syria. He was there for a couple of months and he was doing research. He was trying to get to the bottom of, well, who, if Assad didn't gas the Syrians, who did? And ultimately, I can't remember the English reporter's name. John, I want to say John English. maybe Scottish researcher, the journalist who had gotten, who had actually infiltrated one of the militia cells and had actually videotaped a couple of them telling him, well, Assad didn't do it. We were put there to make it look like Assad did it. And by the way, he even said, we didn't gas them with any nerve gas. We gassed them with tear gas. And it made them cry. And that's why we had the milk handy so that we knew what the treatment would be. And there's a whole, dude, there are videos out. There's videotape of this whole charade as it went down. And now comes the setup. Is there any doubt in your mind that if there's a chemical attack, it'll be the Russians who are behind it? There's a guy named, now I can't vouch for this guy because I can't find enough info out about him. And I've had a crack researcher on this for a couple of days. And I can tell you this. I can tell you what the man says. And what he podcast about in his reports, but that's about as far as I can tell you. But this guy has been reporting on this and about the Ukrainian bioweapons labs for years. He says that there are eight of them. He says that there are eight of them. And they're not just the ones that you are, it's not just the one that Victoria Nuland is now admitting that is there. There are others. The guy's name is Webb. George Webb, I think it is. In any event, he has a podcast. And he's dug some look, the info that he has dug up and presented, there's a map, shows you where the bioweapons labs are. I'm not the only one that's seen this. Now, again, I don't know enough about Webb to say that this dude is completely, totally legit, but we do now have, and he tweeted out yesterday that, well, I guess I can present as Exhibit A of my case that the U.S. has bioweapons labs in Ukraine as Victoria Nuland. And then he sent the tweet out. There's also this. There's another independent journalist who is making this claim. Remember the guy that put Volodymyr Zelensky in the TV show Man of the People, where he played the putative or the fictional version of the president of Ukraine? The oligarch's name is Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky. He is a Ukrainian oligarch. He is as dirty and as crooked and as evil and as mad as they come. Well, supposedly, Kolomoisky has been buying properties in the United States. Kolomoisky owns 55 Public Square in Cleveland and the FBI building across the street. According to this guy, Webb, he runs Cleveland and over 20 small U.S. cities. Gee, what a great... And look, there. If you want to go Alex Jones deep six on this, you can find out all about this. Now, again, there's probably kernels of truth in this, but the whole thing is probably not as it's presented. Let me just say that. But what a great little carrot you could dangle out in front of a Russian oligarch. And you're like, dude, we don't care what you do in Ukraine. And we want to make sure that you're on our team. So we're going to make it possible for you to, and this should be illegal, by the way. We're going to make it possible for you to take oligarch skimming off the top, your billions, and buy very quietly private real estate properties in America. And guess what? You and your buddies can come and vacation here. Supposedly, the Kolomoisky guy has property in Cleveland. He has property in Atlanta or in Savannah. He has property in Miami. Now, you start to look at this and go like, well, this makes sense. This is hands washing. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. This is all now pointing to a very neat little setup here to it, and it took 7 years of goading to goad Putin and the Russian Federation Parliament and going like, okay, that's it. Screw you and screw all that you're doing. We're going to do what we should have done 5 years ago. And now the whole world wants to turn against Putin. Look, I didn't just fall off a turnip truck and neither did you. But the people that are following for this and are just digesting American media propaganda, they go out there, you know, Rubio's out there, and are you? And we know that there's Russian propaganda out there. Propaganda is a tool used in war. Here's a question for you, Marco. Why is the United States using propaganda in its war against me and my family to try and compel me to submit myself to a gene therapy experiment, which Rochelle Walensky now admits, well, we were probably 50% wrong. 50% of the people were going to disagree with us anyway, so it didn't matter if we lied to them, is basically what she's out there saying.